The high price of cotton figures in today's GeoQuiz. It's Friday, so there's a good chance you're wearing blue jeans to work today. I am, and I'm wearing cotton from head to toe. Well, the casual look is getting more expensive now. Industry experts say the price of cotton is at its highest in 15 years and could go higher still. That's putting clothing makers under pressure. Those blue jeans, bath towels, and cotton socks will cost more, not to mention coffee filters, some types of paper, and other products made of cotton. So for our quiz, we're wondering, where does the world supply of cotton come from? We'd like you to name the top three cotton-producing nations. Together, they account for more than 65 million bales of the soft stuff. Well, cotton has been cultivated for more than 7,000 years, but we only have a few seconds for you to figure out this quiz. So we have some questions about cotton, and Stephen Yaffa has answers. He is the author of a book about the geopolitics of cotton called Big Cotton. Stephen, which countries are the top three leading cotton producers in the world?
The three leading cotton producers are China, India, and the United States.
China, India, and the United States, and Pakistan, Brazil, and Uzbekistan are close on their heels, right?
Pakistan is fourth. It produces approximately about a third as much cotton every year as China.
It seems like a pretty wide distribution of the crop, risk spread fairly wide across the planet. So why are prices so high?
Prices are so high because in some ways it's the perfect storm. It's the low inventory of cotton, lowest that it's been in about 15 years, a lot having to do with the recession and adverse weather conditions in the countries, particularly in China. And China is really the major player here.
So I don't want a full lesson in economics here, but if the price of cotton is so high and has been rising, how did that ruin countries in West Africa like Burkina Faso, Mali, and Senegal?
Well, these countries are extraordinarily backward. Conditions favor growing cotton. It's hot and it can be moist and so forth. However, having been to Mali, I can tell you that the conditions for picking cotton are almost exactly what they were in this country before the Civil War. There's almost no mechanization whatsoever. It's all picked by hand. That's a slow, laborious process, and there's simply no way that they can compete with countries that have mechanized production.
I'm wondering, Stephen, if you've done any research into, you know, U.S. consumers and where their sense of where their cotton comes from?
Not really. I mean, everybody can look at the label on any pair of jeans, but in the United States, and 90% of them will come from China. So they all know that. But I don't think anybody really cares that much, if that's also what you're asking me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those common assumptions that the cotton we wear is not going to come from the cotton that's grown in this country.
If prices continue to rise, American consumers may start caring about where it comes from.
Yes, they might, but they also won't have any control over it because the global market functions in a way that really is quite independent of consumers or their desires in terms of cotton. China is such a major player here.
It's China's world. We're just wearing it, right?
That's right. Well put. And China's having its own major internal problems, which is really what the major issue is. Pakistan, you know, has been flooded. Cotton that is growing is dead, and also possibly a lot of damage for next year because the roots suffocate. But really, it's the adverse weather, the cold and wet fall in China has created this problem as much as anything.
We hear so much about cotton being the fabric of our lives. How, you know, environmentally friendly is it?
Actually, cotton has been one of the two or three most destructive, environmentally destructive crops on Earth for really hundreds of years. And the reason for that, simply put, is that it's like the Ritz-Carlton for various kinds of insects, particularly boll weevils who go in there, lay their eggs and so forth, as a result of which people have spent enormous amounts of time, money, and energy trying to put pesticides to use. And those pesticides have created all sorts of environmental problems.
So is there such a thing as a pair of jeans that are pesticide-free?
Absolutely. Organic cotton, fortunately, has really been on the rise in the last 4 or 5 years, including, you know, Walmart and Target and stores that probably where most of the buyers had never even heard of organically grown cotton. It really is environmentally a much safer product than cotton that is conventionally grown. To the user, probably not going to recognize the difference, but the safety factor is much greater for environmental cotton.
Stephen Yaffa, author of Big Cotton, thanks very much.
Thank you.